Today, a bonus episode, the K-shaped recovery. What does it mean? What is it? And how do you address it both economically and socially? This is a bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Let's talk about the recovery. Here's the question I was asked. What does a K-shaped recovery look like? Our industry and a few others, while not unaffected, have many of us prospering while our neighbors may be unemployed. So the questioner thinks jobless rates are no worse than some previous non-recession time, or their neighbors are unemployed. I would be curious on my thoughts and how this plays out, not only economically for us, but socially. Let's start with the disclaimer. I'm not an economist, but I clearly play one on TV. First, I want to address the jobless rates. Pulling from the Washington Post and their data from the Labor Department, you can see in this image exactly the difference this time versus previous recession. Yes, it's different. This is the core for me of considering a K-shaped recovery. Now, those who aren't experts, you know, like me, let's nail down the definition. When talking about an economy moving up or down, one is considering the shape of how the growth looks. A V-shaped recovery is the idea that economic growth goes down, then bounces off some bottom, then comes back, ideally with that ideally up and to the right slant being as fast as possible. The shape? A V. Some have spoken of the idea of an L-shaped recovery. And that idea is that it drops and lingers there, looking more like an L. Others used are a W, meaning a plummet, a recovery, then a plummet again before recovery. And finally, the K-shaped one. Here, the recovery splits in that some participants in the economy do well and others continue to drop. I'm going to reference this graph now from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I've included a link to the in the description to their article. As I've stated before, this recession is not due to a problem with the banking system, nor a plummet in credit or consumer confidence. This recession is due to a public health crisis. Now, back to the question. How does this play out economically? I turned to some investors and I asked this question. Their take was that the up sectors are carrying the down sectors when you consider this at a macro level. This, they argue, is why they predict the overall economy to only shrink about 3% this year, and why they argue that things are trending upward. Now, IDC projects 30% of SMBs will fail by 2021. 100,000 small businesses have already gone out of business. The problem is that it's not evenly distributed among industries. The question also does note that technology is clearly in the recovering industries category. That said, technology services depend more on their customers directly. I've said several times on the podcast that I think providers need to be doing an analysis of their own customer's customer. And this is why. If you're a lawyer serving retail, you're doing okay. If you're a lawyer serving hospitality, you're impacted more. It's this web of impact that is much harder to track the deeper you go into the economy. And while at a macro level may not bring down the whole economy, it's going to be locally felt a lot harder. So my crystal ball, you're graphing out to 2024, where I have seen multiple projections to assume we're back to 2019 levels. The question is how quickly specific organizations get there. Unlike previous recessions, you can map this based on industry rather than having to dig into business execution. The reasons company failed before was that they weren't able to manage during bad times. The reason companies fail now is that their industry is unable to adapt. You want to get smarter on your customers' industries really fast. The economic impact is significant, but not consistent. The second part of this question was about social. And this flirts incredibly close to politics. I'm not a political commentator by design, though I do have a principle that I use to guide, and that's to protect people rather than companies. If you'll indulge me, I'll offer my perspective. Think about that graph on job loss. Think those closest to the edge are the ones being the absolute hardest hit. Times of extreme economic disparity, when the economic gap between those at the top and those at the bottom are furthest apart, generally resolve themselves in one of three ways: war, famine, or revolution. We're not likely to go to war. The world is too interconnected. We're also not likely to have a famine, at least not in the Western. So revolution. Are we having one now, a soft one? Those who have struggled are pushing back. Actions from either end of the political spectrum can be viewed by the other side as that soft revolution. I'll quote a politician with a sentiment I think we can all agree to. There's nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America. And from the other side of the aisle, optimism comes less easily today, not because democracy is less vigorous, but because democracy's enemies have refined their instruments of repression. I think a lot about World War II right now. I'm not a huge history buff, and I come from a family of educators, which means I enjoy learning. The sacrifices our grandparents and great-grandparents made. Did you know Americans voluntarily slowed down driving to not use rubber as fast because it was so critical on tires? There was a rubber shortage, and they donated millions of tires, rubber raincoats, garden hoses. No one mandated that. They did it. Americans bought war bonds. They rationed food, took short showers. The government asked, not mandated, and Americans responded. And the same can be said of other countries, like the British. So when asked how it will go socially, I offer that we need to have a conversation about citizenship. Things happen at a local level, in your community, with your neighbors. I love small companies and small business because I believe things really happen at this level. You can make a difference in people's lives. Put people over companies, because companies are nothing without people. Think about World War II, and then think about now, and our opportunity to do better in small ways each and every day. Be a little more generous. Be a little more helpful. As one of my Patreons always says, we give a damn. Because, by the way, business-wise, this is not a great environment to do business in, economically and socially. So making it better helps. We all do better when the tide rises. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.